Now, what's the difference between someone that's doing really well and somebody else that's not doing as good? Like, how do you, like, when you see that role model person, that kid that's well liked and they're good at athletics and they're academically inclined and they got the whole package, and then maybe they can even go through changes as well.
Sure.
What are some of the significant differences between the kids? Is it the influence of their peers? Is it the home life? Is it the social pressure, conforming, not conforming? What makes the difference in your mind?
I don't know that you can look at any one variable, but if you look at the whole person, someone who's having success in all those areas probably has the following in place. They're probably organized. There probably is a belief system from home which believes in succeeding at school, or at least learning, and a continued thirst for knowledge. And that push is coming from home, or that consistency is coming from home. I think that their attendance is good, and it's important for them to be there and be involved. I think being tapped into school activities, whether it's through sport or whether it's drama or music or whatever it is that your interest is, but being tapped in with a peer group, and I think a peer group which has a negative influence, perhaps that's not into attending school, perhaps that is looking at doing different things, is not going to be conducive to success at school. So all those will play a role. It's a matter of in the hierarchy where the child or the family places the importance of each.